the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
I hire people, cost me $3. They're bringing crime, they're bringing drugs.
Welcome once again to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, your weekly hour of great 60s underground garage, freak beat, psychedelia and more. I'm Phil Gray, welcome to episode 285, which got underway with a band called The Impacts, garage band from Niagara Falls, New York, 1964-45, track called Where Are You Going?
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectsGaragePunkRadio.
Before I go any further in this episode, I'd like to give a shout out to a couple of truly dedicated Retrospect fans, Chris in Vienna and Kevin in Dallas. Nice to speak with you both this week via Facebook. Hope you enjoy this episode 285. This is a themed episode, another one of my occasional efforts to bring some sort of theme together for Retrospect. This episode we are looking at tracks exclusively from the Quagmire Garage Rock series. I shouldn't say exclusively, we've also got some great global garage coming up. Now the Quagmire series, 8 volumes in total, I believe, sometimes described as a poor man's Back from the Grave series. They've got fantastic titles, Right from the first one, Quagmire 60s punk mysteries from the USA. Then there was Being a Compendium of old-time killer punk selections from the 1960s. 60s Garage from the Primordial Depths. Frighteningly rare 60s Garage from the Swamps of Antiquity. 60s Punk Groovers and Movers. And a further observance of 60s punk. So great subtitles to this Quagmire series. Let's get into some music from the series. Here's a track that also appeared on a North Carolina garage compilation called Tobacco A Go-Go Volume 3. Recorded in North Carolina studios called Arthur Smith Studios in Charlotte. That was 1967. This is The Jesters with Wrong Ticket.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Right. got something to say. Why don't you say it to me? If you are leaving today, won't you convey it to me? It's just that I think it's a shame. I've seen it coming long time, so I'm not taken by surprise. I think you chose the wrong time, but I'm not one to criticize. It's just that I think it's a shame to be alone.
It's a shame.
My mind is blown.
It's a shame.
Our love is gone to pieces. I think you're tired of me. Perhaps you want to get away. If you no longer love me, there isn't much that I can say. It's just that I think it's a shame to be alone.
It's a shame.
My mind is blown.
It's a shame.
Our love is gone to pieces.
There's three tracks from the Quagmire Garage Rock compilations. The Jesters with Wrong Ticket out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Then from Arkansas, the Yardleys. That's a 1966 7-inch track called The Light Won't Shine. And thirdly, video of this one on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. The Chains out of El Paso, Texas, 1967-45, called It's a Shame. And like all of the American tracks in tonight's episode, from the wonderful Quagmire series of garage rock compilations.
This music can be coarse, fabulous.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, here's a band out of Michigan City, Indiana, 1967. The band is called Circuit. There's a video on our Facebook page right now, actually the acetate version of it. So that's facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Don't forget to give us your like. Circuit, C-I-R-K-I-T. The track's called Yesterday We Laughed, here on Retrospect.
Yesterday we laughed, then yesterday we say, today we'll cry, 'cause yesterday lied. Yes, I love you.
Don't you ever come back. I don't want you around, because I know for a fact you've been all messing around.
A few more studies, and then we'll get back to commenting on more of your answers. Recently, there's been more and more scientific studies being published that confirm that those who have had the least intimate sex before marriage have the greatest chance for happiness in marriage. One of these was done by Dr. Cal Broderick at the State University of PA. He compared two groups of women, one group who were virgins, the other group non-virgins prior to marriage. He studied them extensively and predicted that both from the standpoint of happiness in marriage and sexual adjustment, the virgins definitely scored the highest.
For sure, and I shall laugh with the wind. We'll be right back.
it surprising to some of you, the fact that those that had had the most experience before marriage, including enjoying it to the point of orgasm and so on, they had the poorest adjustment later in marriage. He also measured these same women for personal stability. Now, what would be your guess? Which group were the least stable? That's right. The least stable were the non-virgins, 45%.
No, little girl, that you drive me crazy. Be that you walk, just drive me, baby. What does it say? I'm gonna make you my girl. Then I'm gonna love you, baby, all the time. I see it. Girl, I love you so. I see it.
Four fantastic garage punk stompers off the Quagmire series of garage rock compilations. So we had Circuit, yesterday we laughed top of the set. Then we had The Decades out of Ohio from October 1964, Come On Pretty Baby. Then a band called The Herd, they're out of New York in 1966, 45 on Audition Records, The Herd with Laugh With The Wind. And then finally there, a 45 off a small independent label called Kiderian. The band is Nobody's Children, the track Girl, I Need You. That was the A-side, the B-side to that 45, an instrumental version of that same track. So The Circuit, The Decades, The Herd, and Nobody's Children, wrapping the set here on Retrospect.
Why has it all got to be so terribly loud?
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. We'll just take a brief break from the tracks off the Quagmire series. We're going to fit in, as is traditional here on Retrospect, some wonderful global garage. These guys, known as the first Portuguese surf garage group, together from 64 to 67, fell under the influence of the Shadows. In fact, the entire generation fell under the Shadows' influence. All across the world, dozens of bands were formed playing rock-based, guitar-driven instrumental tracks. These guys had a well-known one called Tartaria. They are Os Tartaros. Photo of them and some information on our Facebook page. This is O Rosa Arredonda Assaya off the Portuguese Nuggets compilation Os Tartaros.
parfois à cause de toi, à cause de toi. Mais jamais tu ne les vois, tu comprends pas, tu comprends pas. Souvent on se rit de moi, à cause de toi, à cause de moi. Mais je suis heureux comme ça, n'en doute pas, n'en doute pas.
C'est une folie, oui mais c'est comme ça. Tu as pris ma vie, ne la gâche pas.
Je voudrais t'avoir toujours tout près de moi, tout près de moi. Je vais te dire mon amour à chaque fois, à chaque fois. Je fais des bêtises parfois à cause de toi, à cause de toi. Mais je suis heureux comme ça, n'en doute pas, n'en doute pas.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Are you ready, boy?
Yeah.
To the whip.
Hola.
Fare ciò che vuoi, non
microfone, di intavolare una discussione su qualche inutile questione, magari sulla situazione dell'acciaio e del carbone, e vuol convincere la popolazione che è sempre lui che ha ragione. C'è un'ora di pubblicità, un tizio vuole insinuare che la mia auto è da cambiare, ma dico, lui cosa ne sa, se la mia auto va o non va. Poi sbuca un altro tizio e dice che mi occorre una lavatrice, e allora dico basta.
You're with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 225, and that is our Global Garage Set. Had some Portuguese surf rock top of the set from Os Tartaros, then a band called Les Criffmen, photo of them up on our Facebook page, tracks called Que De Bestesis, it's off a comp called Fuzzed Up Lost 60s French Punk. The track's actually off a 4-track 45 7-inch from 1969 on Discs Typic Editions J. Gazon. That's a label and a half. Les Criffmen, Que De Bestesis, then The Youngers, Group Sounds Band out of Japan. That's off the GS I Love You 2 compilation. That's a wonderful compilation. So there's GS I Love You and GS I Love You 2. Great starting place if you want to discover that very cool GS or group sound scene out of Japan in the mid-60s. So The Youngers with Do The Whip. And then finally there, a singer called Nico. Found this one on the 60s Beat Italiano compilation. It's a 1966 release out of Italy on Columbia. Nico with Che Vita E Questa Qui. So Os Tartaros, Les Criffmen, Youngers and Nico. Portuguese, French, Japanese and Italian garage. What a great global garage set. But when I come back, we are going back to the Quagmire series.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
He's a band out of Springfield, Massachusetts, 1966. This is The Time Takers. At least I'll try.
Love me, yeah, just another try.
the kind of girl who never let you go. I'll stay by your side, 'cause I love you so. Don't be shy, girl, I'll be your guide. When your true love can't be found, I'll be around, I'll be around.
And so how can the girls keep from goofing? Because, like it or not, an awful lot of this does fall to the gal. And what can you do? Understand the guy, appreciate his drive, but use your old brain power so that you can become a great conversationalist and meet him on his line. As fast as he dishes it out, learn to meet him. And become a person who can know that there are times in life when it's tense and that you need to plan to overcome these. And we're not saying it's easy, but we're saying you've got the brain power to do it. And it's far more fascinating if you can plan interesting times to do rather than always think about parking.
Mother!
A set of three tracks taken from the wonderful Quagmire series of garage rock compilations. We had the Time Takers with At Least I'll Try. Then perhaps the best known band of the entire Quagmire series, the Monterays. They're from Syracuse, New York. Formed 1962, well established in the 1960s, had a layoff in the 70s, but then reformed and have been a very busy band. Hugely inspired by the Beach Boys and surf music in general, and also apparently the theatrics of East Syracuse's first rock and roll band, the Sabres. So the Monterays, a track called I'll Be Around. Thirdly in the set, Blues Incorporated, a 1966-45 on a label called Phalanx. The track Get Off My Back, that's the A-side, B-side, Tell Me Girl. So Blues Incorporated from 1966. And that takes us to the end of this episode 285 of a Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. I hope it finds you well. I hope to be a little better next week. One last track. It's a 1966 45 from the Aggregation. The A-side, You Lied to Me. The B-side, Candlestick Stomp. We're going to stick with the A-side to see out Retrospect episode 285. This is The Aggregation with You Lied to Me, and I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.